So what is this complaint all about?
His complaint involves a conflict of interest under the board's ethics policy. That's what he is alleging. And in making his formal complaint, he called on Pickler to resign as well.
What was the conflict of interest?
The conflict of interest, according to Jones, is that the school system has about $12 million invested in a fund for what are called OPEB benefits. That stands for Other Post-Employment Benefits. And the financial services firm that is handling that money is Pickler's financial services firm.
What does Pickler say about all of this?
So Pickler's side of the story is that the Memphis City School System decided to invest this money before the merger, when he was still a member of the Shelby County Schools Board and not a member of the Memphis City Schools Board, and that the decision to invest with his firm was made not by the board, but by the superintendent and the chief financial officer of the Memphis City School System. It's a very complex financial transaction. Pickler and Jones are both in the financial services industry. That is their day job.
Let me make sure that I have this right. This is money that came from the Memphis City Schools, but Pickler is a member or a former member of the Shelby County Schools Board, and now, because of the merger of Memphis City Schools and Shelby County Schools, he's on the countywide board, and Martavius Jones is saying that he had a conflict of interest.
Right. This is all about the timeline. The decision that was made by the Memphis City Schools Board was made before the school's merger. But the second part of this that was made by Memphis City school officials was made after the two school boards had merged, but while the two school systems remained separate. It is basically a matter of timing that the Ethics Committee has to sort out here, as well as what were the intentions, what did David Pickler know, did he benefit personally to any degree from this?
So how serious is this for David Pickler?
It's hard to say at this point.
Jones and Pickler worked together to come up with a court settlement that sort of laid out all the details for the merger of Memphis City Schools and Shelby County Schools. So how is this going to impact their relationship?
I think it's going to impact it quite heavily, and that is what is so surprising here. Martavius Jones and David Pickler had some real disagreements about the mergers, but they had managed to work together fairly well on the Transition Planning Commission and in the court settlement. As you said, they both played key roles in those negotiations behind the scenes. Now that this allegation has come up, it's doubtful that there's any relationship left between the two of them.
Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.